have we heard? Actually, let me just... Yeah, we've heard lots of good stuff, haven't we? I've just jotted a couple of things down, and I want to just pick up some stuff from the prayer meeting of this week as well. It said, there is more. And I was a bit like Jean as well, actually. My eyes were a little bit red. I was crying as well. There is more. God wants more for us, doesn't he? He wants so much more for each one of us, not just for me, you know, but everybody in this room. You know, God just is so abundant, isn't he? So abundant in all that he gives to each one of us. So we've heard about there is so much more. And we've heard about being clothed, also like that, with a new coat as well. So Barbara shared that as well, you know. That's what God is offering to us, isn't he? He's offering to us new clothes. He's offering to us a new coat. He's offering to us new things in our life. He wants to change where we were. And even sometimes it raises, you know, it comes back up, doesn't it? It comes back up. Those old things reappear again. It made me think of Lazarus. When you think of Lazarus actually coming out of the grave, and actually, here's a man that was dead. We were dead. We put aside, well, we saw Samuel, didn't we, getting baptized. What an amazing time that was. What an amazing time that was. You know, he goes under the water. The old life has gone, symbolic, and the new life has come. And that's what Lazarus was like as well. Lazarus was dead, but then Lazarus come forth. And Lazarus came out, and the grave clothes were gone, and he was clothed with new life. Now, John Wednesday in our prayer meeting, by the way, if you don't come to our prayer meeting, come to our prayer meeting. I mean, I'm not messing with you. Come to the prayer meeting on Wednesday evening. We want everybody there. If you don't come, come along, because God speaks. We're praying for each one of you. We're praying for what's going on in this church. And God is speaking to us in that prayer meeting. And on this Wednesday, there were a couple of things that I thought were really, really important. I'm just trying to find my notes on it. There you go. God wants to release us from sackcloth and ashes. So it's the same thing, isn't it? He wants to take away those old clothes and put the new clothes on. He wants to release us from sackcloth and ashes. He wants to release us from that heaviness. He wants to release us from all the things in our life that are a burden to us. He wants to release us from all the things that are holding us back. He wants to release us from everything that's causing us a problem. There are problems. We all have problems in our life, but God wants to release us from those things in our life. Our grave clothes will be removed. That was another word that came. Our grave clothes will be removed. Same thing, isn't it? Same thing. Our grave clothes will be removed. So the things, you know, as I was talking to Lazarus just now, that's what God wants to do in our lives. He wants to free us from those things. He wants to actually set us free from the things. We heard about that from Lulu as well, about being free. God wants to set each one of us free from the things that are holding us back. There's new things in our life. And that goes through all of the time. It's a new thing daily, isn't it? As we give our life to Jesus daily, he will set us free from the thing that came as well. Loved by God. That is quite a word, isn't it? We need to allow ourselves to be loved by God. And actually, that's hard sometimes. A lot of people find that hard, to allow themselves to be loved by somebody and to allow themselves to be loved by God. And I was really moved by that, so I'm just going to get some water as I'll carry on talking. Allow God to love you. Allow God to love you. He loves you so much, as we've heard. He loves you beyond anything we can even imagine. We've got to allow God to love us, to know that we're loved. God thinks you're great. He really does. He thinks you're brilliant, absolutely brilliant. It's often what we think of ourselves is the problem. You need to think and allow someone to love you, allow God to love you. I think that's just an amazing thing, isn't it? And it was a time of repentance. We have to come back before God and repent of the things that we've done in our lives, to repent of the way we're not following his ways, to repent of everything that's going on. God wants to be as a repentance people. This is not a bad thing. This is a good thing. It's a good thing. God wants us to repent, be a people that repent before him. And then we had a scripture which I thought really brought it all together. Psalm 30, verse 11 and 12. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing your praises and not be silent. Lord my God, I will praise you forever. Isn't that a great scripture? I'm just going to read that again. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing with your praises and not be silent. Lord my God, I will praise you forever. So if that doesn't inspire you to come to a prayer meeting on Wednesday, I don't know what will. God's saying some amazing stuff. And God has repeated it again, I think, this morning. We've heard some great testimony about how God wants to change you, how God wants to actually free you from the things that are in your life, whether that's a physical ailment, you need healing for it, whether you've got an addiction and need setting free from it. If you've got some problems in your life around your family, you're just thinking about all those ways of bringing family back together again, of reconciliation. You know, and that could be with friends, that could be with family, that could be, I don't know, with your neighbor or something. It could be anything, couldn't it? But God wants to reconcile people. God wants to set people free. God wants to heal you. God wants to restore you. And I can't think of all the other things God wants to do, but there's probably lots of them as well. I'm just not looking forward, actually, to Tina getting her lung capacity back, which she will do, because then playing pickleball with her is going to be a really difficult thing. So, and as Andy and I are yet unbeaten, so, yeah. When she gets her lung capacity back, that's going to be really tough then, isn't it? So, I can see Andy and I maybe losing our crown at that point. I'll have to get into some training. But God wants to heal you of the, he wants to heal Tina of her lung problems. That's what he wants to do. He's been so faithful with her family. You know, I don't know about you in your life groups. When we pray for one another, we need to be expectant that people's prayers are going to be answered. It's not just something we do because it's nice to do on a Sunday morning, but we want to see people's prayers answered. So what I want us to do, I want us to pray for one another. I want us to be family. I want us to pray. We've all got things we need prayer for. And I want us to be an expectant people to see God move powerfully and actually answer our prayers. If you need healing this morning, we want to pray for you, because we expect you to be healed. If you need restoring this morning, we want to pray for you. If you've got addictions this morning, we want to pray for you. I don't care what we pray for. If you want prayer, we'll pray for you. And we ought to do that as a family as well. And this is not a thing that happens from people standing up front here. This is a thing that we do as a family. We can pray for one another as a family, and God can hear. We heard from Cliff this morning. I've heard that Cliff shared that testimony a little while ago with me. Isn't it amazing? A guy walks in with, I mean, Parkinson's, as we all know, is a difficult illness anyway, isn't it? He walks in and he's instantly healed. You know, I remember Cliff describing this guy, he looks 20 years younger. You know, I mean, amazing. You know, physically see it. Wouldn't that be great, actually? I want to pray like that as well. Thank you, Father, 20 years younger. That would be great, wouldn't it? Do you think that would work? I definitely need it, I think. So look, if you need prayer, let's put your hand up. Who wants prayer this morning? Who wants to be healed? Who wants to be set free? Who wants to be restored? Who wants to see God move in their lives this morning? Right, look, there's hands up, right? Look around. If you haven't got your hand up, right, there's lots of hands up. If you haven't got your hand up, right, go and pray with somebody, and we will get around to praying with you as well. If you want to, let's just do it as family. I'm just trying to think, Bill, now. So just go on.
I just want to say that when we pray, remember that we're not praying to the problem. We're not praying about the problem. We're praying to Almighty God. Those rivers of living water that are coming out of you, we're praying that God will heal. Okay? So our focus is on Jesus, not the problem. Okay? Just quite simple. Nothing fancy. Don't focus on the problem. Focus on the healer, Jesus.
Thanks, Bill. Right. Put your hands up again. Who had their hands up? Okay. Right. Let's move. So I can see them all around the back there. They all want healing. They all need prayer. They all want restoring. They all want whatever they need. Go and find somebody and pray with them, okay? We're all here to pray for one another. Let's go and do that. And let's expect to see God move. Let's expect to see God heal. And let's expect to see God restore. Maybe I can ask Chris and Steve to just play a little bit as well, if that's okay, guys. That'd be brilliant. Sorry to get you working again. I know it is a bit cold, Chris, I agree. But a bit of exercise playing will probably warm you up, I think. So let's pray for one another. Father, let me just pray over everyone, because we just want to see God move, don't we, powerfully. So Father, we just thank you for this morning. We thank you for your word. We thank you that you're a God that loves each one of us. We thank you and praise you that you're a God that wants to heal us, that you're a God that wants to restore us, that you're a God that wants to put the dancing back into us again, Lord. You want to take away the wailing from our lives. You want to remove those sackcloths. You want to remove those ashes. You want to remove the things that are over us. You want to remove the ways of the world that ensnare us and hold us and put a chain around us. So, Father, I just pray that you will start to remove those things now. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Pray, Father, they will be lifted off. Pray, Father, that they will be removed. I pray, Father, that there will be an amazing transformation in people's lives. That, Father, those addictions that they had, they will not have addictions anymore. Those ailments and those illnesses that are in their lives, Father, I pray that they'll be gone in the name of Jesus. So, Father, as we pray for one another, as we support one another, I pray, Lord, that you will just break through in power this morning, Lord. Your presence will be amongst us. Your power will be amongst us. And, Father, we'll just see you moving in amazing ways. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come and bless and heal and restore. And, Father, we thank you and we praise you because you're a good God. We thank you, Lord. Amen.
Come, let's worship our King. Come, let us bow at his feet. He has done great things. See what our Savior's done. See how his love overcomes. He has done great things. He has done great things. Oh, hero of heaven, Stop.